Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, January 19th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Much Binding in the Marsh. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast that takes you on a journey through the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the whimsical airwaves of a classic British radio show, Much Binding in the Marsh. Now, whether you're in your office cubicle, your cozy living room, or perhaps cruising down the highway, let this intriguing exploration transport you to the golden era of radio. The title, Much Binding in the Marsh, might sound a bit cryptic or even whimsical. For those unfamiliar with it, this was a popular BBC radio comedy program that ran from 1944 to 1954. Set in a fictional RF station, the series was renowned for its unique blend of satire, humor, and a little sprinkle of British eccentricity. Ah, and here's a fun fact. The quirky title itself was a nod to the common naming patterns of RF stations, which often featured delightful wordplay. Have any of you pondered the influence place names can hold over cultural perceptions? It certainly makes for a thought-provoking exercise. Turning to its origins during World War II, Much Binding in the Marsh began as part of a wider effort to boost morale. Picture this. It's the 1940s, times are hard, but this radio show comes along, providing not just laughter and shared merriment, but a semblance of unity through humor. How powerful is that, really? Consider the impact of similar platforms today that unite us over common experiences. Perhaps you have a favorite podcast or TV show? How pivotal are these shared cultural touchpoints in weaving the social fabric around us? The show was the brainchild of the talented duo Richard Murdoch and Kenneth Horne. Together, they forged a comedic partnership that not only entertained, but was deeply influential in their careers, launching Murdoch as a staple figure in British comedy and Horne towards subsequent radio shows. Have you ever found yourself in a working relationship that profoundly shaped your path? Much Binding in the Marsh wasn't just about laughs, though. Its very format played a crucial role in its success. Imagine the seamless integration of sketches, parody songs, and even fake adverts. Quite a precursor to the modern variety show, don't you think? The show's format also allowed it to critique society ingeniously, often poking fun at the establishment. Ah, the power of comedy to disarm while offering a critique. Do you believe satire remains an effective tool for societal reflection and change? A charming note about the show involved a character, or, well, a fictitious character named Sam from Samantha's Tea Rooms. You see, advertising was prohibited on BBC Radio, so they cleverly invented a character offering goods and services. It's this sort of creativity that can compel us to explore further, infusing everyday norms with touches of imagination and wit. Now, for those intrigued by lasting cultural legacies, Much Binding in the Marsh left quite the footprint. This iconic show paved pathways for television comedy, influencing formats and comedic styles profoundly. Such legacies prompt us to think broadly. What current shows or cultural phenomena today do you think will leave a similar lasting impact and secure a place in history? Listeners, before we wrap up, here's a little challenge for you. The next time you find yourself chuckling at a witty remark in a modern comedy, think about its lineage, its historical threads, stretching back to shows like Much Binding in the Marsh. You might even spark a lively conversation at your next gathering, or at least participate with newfound perspective. As we conclude our episode, remember that articles like this one on Wikipedia are ever-expanding treasure troves of knowledge. I encourage you all to take a moment to explore, revel in the serendipity of discovery, and perhaps contribute your own kernels of knowledge to the mix. Thanks for joining me on Wikipedia today. Keep questioning, keep discovering, and most importantly, keep exploring the vast tapestry of human history we all share. One article at a time. Until next time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Much Binding in the Marsh. Thanks for listening. See you next time.